The music industry is clearly still going through a transition, and the question remains, how do you make money off of music when so much of it is free? Find out next on The Daily Numbers.
From the Tuneheim Studios in Minneapolis, Minnesota, this is The Daily Numbers, a podcast supplement to David Erickson's daily blog about the most interesting trends in social and online media. Now, here's Tuneheim's directors of eStrategy, David Erickson and Pat Lilja.
David, you're here to tell us about Frampton coming alive again.
Yes. So, Peter Frampton.
Yes, I've heard of him.
The 70s arena rock god.
Yes.
Is doing a reunion tour or an anniversary tour.
Okay.
So his mega hit, Frampton Comes Alive, 1975, I think, release, is 35 years old, I guess, this year. And he's doing a tour called Frampton Comes Alive 35. And he is going to, for every venue, he's redoing the whole album of Frampton Comes Alive. And the unique thing about it is he's selling the recordings of each individual performance. So if I go to the, if I saw him in Minneapolis at the State Theater for his performance there, I could actually buy the, that recording of that performance.
Okay. So yeah, I pick up a CD set and it's of the performance I actually just saw.
Absolutely. Or you can download the digital album of it.
That's fantastic.
It is. It is. Because I mean, you know, the great, what music fans are super passionate about is one, sharing the music they discover with their friends, right? Mm-hmm. And two, the concert experience.
Right.
And it is an experience. And so the best concerts that you go to, you think back many years later of how fantastic that concert was. And wouldn't you pay another $20 or $35 for an actual recording of the experience that you had?
Absolutely. I'd have it forever. There are many concerts I've been to where I wish I had something like that. And I think, you know, I go to that concert and it's like, wow, this is the most amazing thing. And all I've got is my memories.
Is your memories. Yep, yeah. Yep. But if you could replay that memory over and over again, it'd be fantastic.
That's right. And I think you provided some numbers in the Daily Numbers that show that an additional revenue stream is pretty welcome, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the music industry has been going through a transition for years now, from physical products to virtual products. So physical album sales are down just, these are numbers from Nielsen, physical album sales were down just 4% this year compared to being down 19% at the same point last year. So people are still buying physical music.
Sure, and the decline may even be slowing.
Right. Mm-hmm. But digital album sales are up 19.1% in 2011. It's ever after being up 13.5% last year. So you got, you know, two different dynamics going on, old world, new world.
Sure.
Right. Clearly everything's going digital.
Yeah.
So what Frampton's done is he's created another revenue stream for him, not just, you know, concert attendance, but also digital music sales for each and every venue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an easy sale for all the reasons we just cited. However, I'm a little pissed off at him.
Well, he didn't contact you first, right?
He didn't. He actually ripped off my idea.
Mm-hmm. I believe your idea was actually even better.
I think so.
Mm-hmm, I do too. So, yeah.
So my idea was that when you go to a concert, you have these kiosks or video booths that you go into, like the old photo booths where you can take a snapshot of your friends. You get three pictures and you pay whatever you pay for. Yes. You go into these at these concerts and you record with your friends how excited you are about the concert, before the concert. You go to the concert, and then after the concert, you go back in those and record yourself and your friends about how awesome the concert was, right?
Just fantastic.
You're having this shared experience with your friends, and then you get a DVD that includes the actual video footage of the concert you attended with those personalized bookends of you and your friends talking about the concert before and after the DVDs.
I think that's fantastic. It also might cut down on the thousands of people standing in front of me holding their phones up in front of my face.
That's right.
Recording the concert in such a way that basically what they're recording is the thousands of people in front of them also holding their phones up.
Yeah. Well, and they serve as the the 2000 equivalent of the lighter back in the day, right?
Exactly. Yeah, only it's facing the wrong direction.
Exactly.
All the light is facing me.
Right. So anyway, this is I'm fascinated with Frampton's thing because it's an example of me-tailing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good word.
Customized retail, right? Mm-hmm. So he's taking a product that he produces and he found a way to make it a personalized experience, essentially.
Sure.
So you're seeing this with custom clothing and just more and more the ability to produce customized products through the infrastructure of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing that over and over again. This is just another example, and he's using the infrastructure of the internet as a delivery mechanism, basically.
It sounds like he's got it down. Is he the first one who's doing this at any scale?
This is the first time I've seen it. Yeah, this is the first time I've seen it. It could have happened before, but I haven't seen it before.
I expect to see it quite a bit now.
Well, that's what local venues should be getting their recording things up to speed and offering that. I'd love to see get recordings at First Avenue concerts I've been to.
Absolutely. And the other nice thing about this is that it provides a historical record too of these things. I mean, nowadays you can hear people describing an awesome concert that they went to 25 years ago, but 25 years from now, every awesome concert that's described, someone can go back and watch it and say, wow, that was fantastic.
Absolutely. It won't be just the Grateful Dead who has that archive.
That's right. All right, thanks very much, David.
Thank you, sir.
You can get the daily numbers and all Thunheim content when you follow us on Twitter at Team Thunheim. The Daily Numbers is edited by David Erickson. Pat Lilja is our audio engineer. Allison Frelich manages the craziness and serves as our executive producer. The Daily Numbers is a production of the Thunheim Agency, and all rights are reserved.
That's some good podcasting.